There's a scene in the movie The Matrix that has always struck me. The main character, Neo, is offered two choices, a choice between a red pill and a blue pill. The blue pill will allow him to stay in his current reality, what he thinks is his truth, what he thinks is what's going on in the world around him. But the other pill, the red pill, will show him what reality actually is. It'll show him these life-changing truths, and his world will never be the same if he takes that pill. That red pill really symbolizes the truth for Neo. The Holy Scriptures contain truths for us as well. They are, in a way, a red pill. It tells us about God's judgments, and it tells us about our Redeemer as well. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever told a lie? Well, if you're like me, you have. And that earns you the title of liar. It's a title I have as well. Have you ever stolen something? Even if it wasn't physical, if you stole somebody else's idea, then you're a thief. I have that title as well. And God's word contains a truth about those two titles and about other sins. First, it says that we are sinners, that we have violated God's holy law, and that there is judgment for sinners like us, that we cannot be in the presence of a holy God with those sins attached to us, that we would be lost and condemned if they were not removed from us. So what truth is there about our Savior? Jesus, in the Praetorium on Good Friday morning, when under questioning by Pontius Pilate, said that he testified to the truth. Let us read from the Gospel of John. Jesus answered, "I am, as you say, a king. For this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." "What is truth?" Pilate said to him. Well, let's answer Pontius Pilate's question first. God's word is true. It tells us about our loving God. It also tells us about ourselves. It also says that Jesus came to live and to die for sinners, that he lived a holy, a perfect life for you and for me, that he never once sinned, but took his holy, perfect life to the cross, and he paid for all sins for all people. So, my friends, take the red pill and learn about in Scripture and remind yourselves about the precious truths that are in Scripture, that are about you, that yes, you are a sinner, and more importantly, that yes, Jesus is for you, that he has come to redeem you from all of your sins, past, present, and future. And that by knowing Jesus and him crucified, you have complete and total forgiveness. Amen.
Today's devotion was presented by Graham Parsons, a seminary student at Bethany Lutheran Theological Seminary in Mankato, Minnesota. You can find this devotion along with many more at peacedevotions.com. You can support Peace Devotions through your prayers and donations. Visit peacedevotions.com/donate.